With the business news next, here's Brian Finn.
Thank you, Rachel. With the election dominating the headlines here, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that Britain is scheduled to leave the EU this day next week. The Brexit bill passed all stages in the UK Parliament in recent days. Business and industry groups are continuing to prepare for the next phase in the negotiations. Faulty Ireland convened the latest meeting of its Brexit advisory group yesterday. Paul Kelly, CEO of Faulty Ireland, is here. And before we look at the strategies and the year ahead, Paul, I think it's fair to say that last year was fairly lukewarm as far as inbound tourism was concerned. Was that all down to Brexit uncertainty?
Yes, good morning, Brian. Yes, last year was a bit more of a mixed year, with overall revenue being marginally down for the industry across the year. And it was a combination of the Brexit uncertainty that was certainly a very big factor in it. But also there were other factors such as some delays in aircraft being available that limited some of our air access growth into the country, some a softening of outbound tourism from places like Germany, etc. And you know, in terms of it is important to remember that when we talk about kind of 1 or 2% growth, that this is really important from an Irish economy point of view, because it's a very labour intensive industry in tourism. So a 1% decline in tourism will lead to a drop of about 2,500 in job numbers. So it really does make a small changes in tourism revenue make a big difference in absolute job numbers. And about 1,500 of those jobs would be in rural and regional areas where it would be hard to find alternative employment. So places like just your report there in Ennis Diamond is highlighting the importance of those tourism numbers to maintain those jobs in those kind of areas.
And is rural tourism being particularly badly hit? Do we see people coming to cities and town breaks?
We're certainly seeing that things are more challenging in rural and regional Ireland than in Dublin, and that's largely, I suppose, you know, Dublin has also got kind of and some of the larger cities have got kind of the corporate market that help, and they've got business travel coming in and out, which does help sustain them a little bit more. So rural areas certainly rely more on the holidaymaker and the tourism business.
What about costs? Is there a danger that we could be coming a high price destination again?
We certainly, as we face into these choppier waters that are ahead of us, we absolutely need to kind of keep our focus on competitiveness. There are a lot of cost pressures coming into industry. The issue of insurance costs has been well publicised. There are other inflationary pressures around wages and other factors that businesses are facing. So, you know, we do need to make sure that we're absolutely not complacent with regards to tourism in the context of there is softening in demand happening, and we do have increased cost pressures coming in.
Looking to the year ahead, there's perhaps a bit of a reprieve from Brexit. Would you expect the uncertainty to ramp up again fairly quickly?
Well, certainly in our Brexit advisory group, which has kind of overseen the comprehensive programme that Faulty Ireland have had for the last number of years, where we've helped over 3,000 businesses prepare for Brexit, that group has certainly kind of flagged to us that the clarity that's now there for this year does provide some certainty, and that is certainly welcome for this year. But there are big questions as to what happens at the end of this year when the transition period ends, and there's obviously a lot of work to be done between now and then. Our sense is that it'll be kind of summer before we get some kind of sense as to how that work is going.
Paul Kelly, CEO of Faulty Ireland, thank you very much indeed for that. We'll have more business news at 8:30. Now it's back to Gavin.